This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Look at the unfair trade practices that we have. 50% from the European Union on American dairy. You have a 700% tariff from Japan on American rice. You have a 100% tariff from India on American agricultural products. You have nearly a 300% tariff from Canada on American butter and American cheese. This makes it virtually impossible for American products to be imported into these markets.
Yes, it does, but guess what? They're calling this Liberation Day Eve. Tomorrow is Liberation Day. Let's get to Madeline Rivera with Fox News, kind enough to give us a few minutes this morning from the lawn of the White House. And Madeline, good morning.
Hi, guys. Hi, Mark. Good morning to you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Thank you so much. You know, my continuing question here is, why doesn't somebody go over to the embassy for Japan there in Washington, D.C. and say, how can you justify the tariffs you charge us when you don't want them to be reciprocal?
Yeah, you know, this has been an ongoing conversation for President Trump and the White House in general. They have complained about unfair trade practices. Not really sure why that process that you mentioned, Mark, has not been pursued in the past, but the president has made this a very important issue for him. Case in point, why we're expected to see those tariff plans released tomorrow. And as of right now, we are told that the president is still working on these final details. He's been consulting with his trade advisors. They are expected to give him a series of high-level reports today, which could potentially influence his decision. But still some outstanding questions that we just don't have the answers to right now, Mark, like talking about what countries will be affected, what type of tariffs will this be, will it be a universal tariff or an individual tariff rate for each country. Those are some of the things that we're looking to find out and hoping to get more answers. But we're also hearing that the president might likely not make a decision until like right before tomorrow or even tomorrow morning.
And so, we don't expect any sort of an exception like we saw, what was it, a few weeks ago with some of these auto manufacturers?
You know, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about this yesterday, and she said that no, there will be no exemptions for any countries this time around.
Wow. So in other words, what we do know about President Trump, what we've learned is that this is a negotiating factor. He's the key negotiator. He's the guy, the art of the deal. And maybe he's waiting to see which countries are going to come forward before midnight tonight and say, OK, we'll roll ours back if you don't hit us twice as hard.
Well, yeah, you know, the president sees that as one reason why he wants to impose these tariffs. He sees it as a negotiating tool, hopefully force other countries to lower their tariff rates as well. But at the same time, he also sees tariffs as a way to boost domestic manufacturing. He says it will revitalize American businesses. He also says that it will raise federal revenue. So those are the other reasons why the president says he wants to impose these tariffs. It's more than just a negotiating tool for him.
And he has said, you know, we could feel a little bit of the impact, you know, as far as prices go, but they really were playing the long game, right?
Exactly. Sure. The president has acknowledged, I believe it was either last month or the month before, but in the last several weeks, he acknowledged that there would be some pain for American consumers. But he did say he does believe that eventually that these tariffs will pay off in the long run, and that eventually it's the American people that will benefit from this because more businesses will be building their products in the U.S. But of course, the argument from the other side, from critics, is that it's consumers that will largely bear the cost of these tariffs because the companies will be passing off the tariff costs to these consumers. So, you know, a lot of arguments on both sides. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah. And we may not know, you say, until later this evening what the final numbers are going to be.
You know, I can't put a timing on that, Mark. I do know that the timing is fluid. So it's either right before April 2nd, whether that means tonight or in the early morning hours of April 2nd. I don't really know, or the morning of April 2nd itself. We just don't know the timing, unfortunately. I wish I had more clarity because I would love to have that as well.
Madeline Rivera live in front of the White House. Thanks so much for your time.
You got it. Good to join you guys as always.
Yep. Thank you very much. We appreciate having you on, and thanks for saying yes, because Peter Ducey never will.
I dropped her off the line before I put that little dig in there.
We request Peter Ducey all the time, and the guy won't do radio. I don't know why. I even had Griff Jenkins give him grief about it one morning when Griff was anchoring with him, and Peter just doesn't like to do radio, so he won't do it, and neither will his wife. So.
Well, and Madeline,
they offer him every day.
We saw her on the lawn of the White House this morning on Big Fox, with 10 minutes before.
Yeah, well,
she just
less than that, probably.
She chatted with us.
Yeah, but it's good. This is the art of the deal. If you know Japan is charging you a 300% tariff, what'd they say, a 700% tariff on American rice, so that it won't compete with any Japanese rice sales in Japan, because nobody's going to pay the extra money to get American rice. You go to them and you say, why are you doing this to us? We're now going to charge you 700%. Maybe it makes them wake up and realize their days of taking advantage of American consumers is over.
Get more at 971talk.com.